come to order. Michelle, please call the roll.
Chair Gruters?
Here.
Vice Chair Osgood?
Here.
Senator Arrington?
Here.
Senator Avila? Senator Bernard? Senator Boyd? Here. Senator Bradley? Senator Burton? Senator Claudiude? Senator Davis? Senator Gates?
Here.
Senator Angolia? Senator Jones?
Here.
Senator Leak? Senator Pasadomo?
Here.
Senator Rodriguez?
Here.
Senator Simon?
Here.
Senator Trunow?
Here.
Senator Yarbrough? Quorum is present, Mr. Chair.
Senators Avila, Burton, Leak are excused from today's meeting. Please silence all electronic devices. Anyone wishing to speak before the committee should complete an appearance form and hand it to the member of the sergeant's office. Should you wish to waive your speaking time, your position will be included in the committee meeting records. Let's take up tab 1, CS for SB 112 on children with developmental disabilities by Senator Harrell. Senator Harrell, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. And I want to say thank you to the President for allowing me to handle this amazing bill. This is a game changer for families with children with autism. It is going to change the whole dynamic of how we really are caring for and educating our children with autism. And as you may know, we have had a huge increase in the number of children who are being identified as having autism. Back in 2002, 1 in 150 children were diagnosed with autism. In 2018, that number went down to 1 in 44. So we're doing a better job of diagnosing, there's no doubt about it, and more children are, we are putting more children into services, and we have to address that, and that's exactly what this bill does. It strengthens early intervention and educational opportunity and workforce training for children with autism. It expands the entire screening program we established several years ago to include autism screening and referrals, and provides additional resources to screen children as early as possible. And this is just amazing. What it does is it extends the early steps option. Early steps provides services in home with families for children with autism. And this is key. The earlier you identify and the earlier you get children into various services and therapies, ABA services and therapy, the better the outcome at the end of the day, and allows children with autism to grow up and live very productive lives. And this is extending it from 3 right now under the federal program and waiver. We only go to 3. This is going to extend it till 4. And we have an amendment that's going to address that in just a minute. It also designates the University of Florida Center for Autism and Neurodevelopment as a statewide hub for autism awareness and bringing together all the research and best practices. We have CARD centers at 7 universities across the state. This is going to be the central hub to bring all that information and disseminate out to the other 10, the other 7 centers. And it will also coordinate with all the different programs we have there on research. So we really are going to tackle this problem head on. It also provides grants for the creation and expansion of autism-focused chartered schools, especially in our underserved and rural areas. We have some amazing, we have schools. I hope at some point we expand this aspect of it, because I know there's a wait list in our local charter school, of Hope Charter School, of 150 kids. We need to really go down this road big time. It established grants for summer programs, and this, again, is amazing, specifically for children with autism. It's very hard to place a child with autism in a regular summer camp. And you know the learning loss that happens over the summer. So expanding and having specific summer programs for children with autism is going to really make a huge difference in these children's continuum of learning. It also provides for specialized autism micro-credential for instructional personnel so that teachers really have that micro-credential that's going to help them know how to deal and handle and teach children with autism. And the University of Florida will develop the micro-credential. It'll be online, so anyone can take it. And that is the amazing bill.
Thank you, Senator Harrell. There are two amendments. Take up Amendment Barcode 306090 by Senator Harrell. Senator Harrell, you are recognized to explain the amendment.
I'm sorry, which amendment is that?
306090.
Okay, that expands. This amendment addresses the bill's creation for the extended day, the extended option for early steps. And instead of just going to the birth year of four, what it does is allow it expands it up until the child actually enters school. And we have to go for the federal waiver, so it's going to change how we do the waiver. But we want that expansion up until the child is actually in a school-based program.
Are there questions on the amendment? Any appearance forms for the amendment? Is there any debate on the amendment? Senator Harrell, you're recognized to close on the amendment.
I waive close.
All in favor of the amendment say yay. All those opposed, the amendment is adopted. There is one late filed amendment. Without objection, let's take up late filed amendment, barcode 625706 by Senator Harrell. Senator Harrell, you are recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you very much. And this addresses the fiscal impact of it and really deals with the fiscal and the estimate that we're going to have on the state of Florida. The first year, there's no fiscal really this year because it's going to take a while. It takes a little bit to get that federal waiver. We're not sure, but it addresses the fiscal as we move forward specifically as it goes into 2026-27.
Are there questions on the amendment? Any appearance forms for the amendment? Is there any debate on the amendment? Senator Harrell, you are recognized to close on the amendment.
Waive close.
All in favor of the amendment say yay. All those opposed, the amendment is adopted. Back on the bill as amended. Are there questions on the bill as amended? Yes. Senator Jones.
Thank you so much, Chair, and thank you so much, Senator Harrell, for this very good bill. I just have some questions that some early steps professionals who came to speak to me they just want some clarification on, if you don't mind me just to putting this on the record for them. One of the questions that they had was, will the Florida Medicaid and each of the Medicaid managed care plans be required to cover early intervention and related services for children who continue under the early steps extended option?
Thank you very much for that question, and I will have to get some clarification on that. Children who are on, who are currently covered under Medicaid will continue to be covered under Medicaid. The Early Steps program, and I'm not quite sure how that integrates into Medicaid, but every child who's on Medicaid will continue to be on it. And they will have to continue to pay for it.
They will have to pay for it. Okay, thank you so much. Chair, may I continue?
You can continue on. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. One of the other questions they had was as far as a mechanism that would be in place to train Early Steps providers to incorporate the new educational component under the Early Steps extended option, and will each local Early Steps receive additional funding to provide such training?
Senator Hill, you're recognized. You can go back and forth.
Thank you very much. This is going to be an online credential, and I believe that there will be no charge for that.
Okay.
So there'll be no fiscal for it.
No fiscal for it. In the last two questions, Senator Harrell, one of them was Early Steps is experiencing a statewide shortage of providers. Lengthening the eligibility period will exacerbate the situation. Will the reimbursement rates increase to attract new providers, and will local Early Steps receive additional funding to attract new providers?
At this point, that is not built into the budget, and that's a conversation at the appropriations level and as the budget moves forward. But that is not there's no increases anticipated at this point within this bill.
Okay. And the last question I have, thank you, Chair, for your indulgence. What additional funding will be provided to each local Early Steps to administer the Early Steps extended option? And they gave the explanation that depending on the child's date of birth, children might be eligible for almost 24 additional months. A child born on September 5th could remain in Early Steps until a few weeks before their fifth birthday. So I don't know whether the amendment addressed that or not.
The fiscal amendment does address some of that. We anticipate for 26-27 a fiscal of $8.5 million. And then in 2027-28, when we're really seeing the full-blown program, that will be the largest fiscal we're seeing, and We're anticipating that'll be $15 million approximately. So, yes, the fiscal is anticipated.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Chair.
Senator Osgood, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good morning, Senator Harrell. Just one quick question. As I was looking through here about the startup grant for autism charter schools, are private schools eligible to apply for those grants as well?
I will have to clarify that for you. I'm not sure if... Yeah. Well, charter schools, as you know, are public schools.
Correct.
And the question was... Are
private schools.
Private schools? No.
Thank you.
Any further questions? Yes, Senator Arrington. Okay. Okay, we have a couple of appearance forms. We have Kenya Corey. It's a good thing it wasn't an auction.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and committee members. My name's Keena Corey, and I'm here on behalf of the Florida Goodwill Association. We range in 9 territories, going from Pensacola all the way down to the Keys, and this bill is a very important one for us. We provide that workforce training with many people with disabilities. That's part of our mission, and we do it in different ways. For example, down in Southwest Florida, we have our Pathways to Opportunities, and Palm Beach County, we have a great charter school that provides good grubs and good printing programs for people with disabilities to be able to have jobs and have a meaningful life. I can go on for all of them, but I don't want to take up too much of the time. I just wanted to say that this is a very important bill, and thank you for the Senator Harrell for filing the bill, and we hope that you'll support it as well. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Margaret Hooper in support, representing Florida DD Council. Florida for Florida's Future, Nathan Hoffman waving in support. And James McFadden, Autism Speaks, waving in support. Is there any debate on the bill as amended? Senator Harrell, you're recognized to close on the... Okay, President Pasadena, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I haven't been able to debate in years, so you're going to get used to me debating on every single bill. I really wanted to say a few things because... Like many of you, I and my constituents have been increasingly concerned about the number of students and children that have been diagnosed with autism, and we need to find out why. And it's a huge problem, and it's going to get worse and worse if we don't do the research and find out what are the causes. So I'm really thrilled that we're going to have a place where this is going to be done so that we can find out what the causes are to address them. And secondly, the early detection of this illness is really, really critical so that these kids can get treated early on so that they can be successful in school. And then, as Kenya Corey said, that they can get jobs and be productive. So I think this is a marvelous piece of legislation. I want to thank you for doing this, and particularly President Albritton, because this is near and dear to his heart, and he's been working really hard on it. And I'm just really glad that we're doing this. I hope everybody votes for it. I think you all will, right? Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any further debate? Okay, Senator Harrell, you're recognized to close, and the bill is amended.
Thank you very much, and I do want to thank you so much, President Pasadena, for your wonderful comments on this amazing bill. Absolutely amazing. I do want to clarify, in case there's any question on that extended option, it will go through the time that they are actually the school year starts, in which they would be four. So it's whether they enter or not, it would go through the beginning of that school year. If they don't go to pre-K, then they would go still on school-based services. So just for clarity's sake, I just think that this is the most amazing bill to address the issue of autism. And as President Pasadena said, we are seeing increased numbers, as I mentioned at the very beginning, and this is a step in the right direction. It's only a step. This is the first step. My local Hope School for Autism, a charter school, has a wait list of 150 children. We have got to do more, and these charter schools are so unique, and I hope we can expand those greatly. This will help with the grant program, and I think we are on the right track, but this is the first step of many that I hope we are on the march to accomplish. And with that, I would ask for your vote.
Michelle, please call the roll on CS for SB 112.
Senator Arrington?
Yes.
Senator Avila? Senator Bernard?
Yes.
Senator Boyd?
Yes.
Senator Bradley?
Yes.
Senator Burton? Senator Kalatiud?
Yes.
Senator Davis?
Yes.
Senator Gates?
Yes.
Senator Ngolia?
Yes.
Senator Jones?
Yes.
Senator Leek? Senator Pasadomo?
Yes.
Senator Rodriguez?
Yes.
Senator Simon?
Yes.
Senator Truenow?
Yes.
Senator Yarbrough?
Yes.
Vice Chair Osgood?
Yes.
And Chair Gruters?
Yes, and by your vote, CS for CS, SB 112 is reported favorably. Is there any other business before the committee? Senator Boyd moves that we adjourn. Without objection, this meeting's adjourned.
And you get to go play golf.